No, it's okay. It's okay. I'll go next.
About your relationship towards popular culture, because it seems to me you use popular culture in a very subversive way, very
right.
much like William Burroughs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, William was my first model, that's for sure. I don't think I distinguish between popular and non-popular culture. I think I've got a funny thing about elitism, but I don't think I make. I guess one of my, you know, there are many models for how the mind works, and one of my grossest is that my mind's a garbage can. And culture is everything, you know, all the garbage that's gone into it, and it's all useful. I think of things being useful or not useful. And, you know, whatever, Hammer horror films are as useful as Hegel. You know, it's just all there to be used. And, you know, there's some parts, aspects of high culture I like, there's some aspects of popular culture I like. I don't have an attitude about one or the other. You know, it might come from my upbringing, because I had a kind of double-class upbringing. I came from very high class and very low class. But I don't even have a theory about the whole thing, you know, other than it's just useful.
No, I was speaking of the use you make of popular imagery in your...
I make the same use of high culture as I make of popular culture. It's all, I'll appropriate any text I can get my hands on. You know, I'll just, anything that comes within little grasping hands gets, you know, some things are hard to appropriate. William Burroughs is very hard to appropriate. I've tried a few times. You can't appropriate William. He's untouchable. You get William. Whatever you do, you know, it's fucking William. There are a few things I can't appropriate. They drive me nuts.
Do you think Nike appropriated William Burroughs?
I think William appropriated Nike. Oh, yeah. I think William doesn't give a god. Okay, come on, William says, I think someone at Nike has a good sense of humor. William saying that technology's in service of the body. Now, we know what he's referring to, but do the mass of Americans know?
I think what the mass of Americans look at that commercial and say that William Burroughs is saying that Nike is making a better built shoe than its competitor Reebok. There are two different reasons for buying a tennis shoe. One is for cachet. William Burroughs does not have the cachet of Michael Jordan. So there has to be another reason. The other reason is its functionality. But...
William couldn't even.
I know he couldn't care, but I think that's how.
Yeah, but I mean, to see an 80-year-old guy hobbling around isn't exactly, you know, an idea of the functionality of a tennis shoe. I mean, if I hear William saying technology's in service of the body, I think junk, right? I mean, that's the most technology William knows. Yeah, that's true, too. I think it's a riot, you know, and what did William get for it? $250,000? My man, more power to the guys. Poverty stinks, you know. If William can get some money now, you know, good for William. Yeah, he deserves it. He's the greatest writer in America. That's my little opinion.